And I'd always take the axe and some matches. I'd go down there and put the water in there, and I'd build a fire on it, put the water in, put the clothes in it. And by the time she'd come to the boiler, was hot, she'd give me some washing powder to put in it, you know. And then it boiled a little bit, and she'd come down and she'd rinse it out. And that would help with Dick much to clean the clothes, you see.
Uh-huh. Okay. What would you call washing and ironing done together? I mean, did she ever do them both in one day? I mean, she'd say she was going to do the, if in one day she did the washing and ironing, she'd say she did the what?
One day she'd do the washing, maybe next day or the following day she'd do the ironing and fold up the clothes, you know. She wouldn't do it the same day.
Okay. What would you use, what would you call what you got? I mean, if you're in a two-story building and you want to get from the first to the second floor, what would you use to get there?
You had steps to go up, you know.
Okay. Yeah, and they call those things from the first to the second floor, they call them a what?
They call them upstairs. Okay. Second floor, some of the things up on second floor and upstairs.
If the door was open and you didn't want it that way, what would you tell somebody to do?
Tell them to close the door.
Okay. Now, what would you call the boards on the outside of your house that would lap over each other?
You call them weatherboards.
Weatherboards?
Yeah.
Okay. And the part of the roof, the part that covers the house, you call
the roof.
Okay. And Mr. Morian, what were the little things that would run water off the roof? They were on the edge of the roof.
They call them gullets. Gullets, you see, they'd run all around and come one corner and go down, you see. They wouldn't run all around down on the ground of the house. And at one time, people used to have a big old cistern made it, maybe 8 foot in diameter, only about 8 foot tall. And they had a faucet down there, and people would catch, and then they had the water all over. Gullet water would run into that. You would use that water for scrubbing and washing, and do washing and scrubbing, you know.
Yeah.
Some people that have a top put on it, and they even use it for drinking water, you know.
That's
so. It fix it so that it doesn't get in it, you see. They'd use it for drinking water.
Yeah. You call it a cistern? It was a big old barrel, right?
It's made out of these cypress stave, and I think they call them water systems, you know.
Okay.
I know I worked at my several places. I've seen them. I worked 10 times on this side of Wolf River up there, and they put out a deep well there, and they run water all over. They had 10 time houses there in the quarters, you know, all alone before they get water.
Uh-huh.
And they had a cistern up there. That thing, I don't know how many, it must have been about 10, 12 foot diameter, about 12, 14 foot high, you know.
Yeah.
And the pump all the time working with it. Pumps are watching when they get it full, it stopped, you know, and kept people with water all the time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now, what did you call the place where you have a house, see, the top of the house and an L. What did you call the place where the two roofs come together? And the, you know, the water would run down on top of the roof?
Yeah. Well, that they had